Well, good morning, everybody. How are you doing? It is the Morning Disaster. My name is Ray Lytle, and welcome one, welcome all. How you guys doing? Everybody in a good mood? I hope so. I hope you're in a good mood. I know I am. It's a Thursday. I guess my work week is over. Final show of the week. And I don't know where the hell Nikki is. I have no idea where Nikki, I don't know what she's doing. Oh my God, I hope she's still alive. Because, you know, this happened with Jim. God knows why I'm thinking of this. Morbid. In 2007, you know, I was doing this the show with Jimmy, the internet show. And we had just, we were working out the agreement with WCBS at the time. And we had just come to the conclusion we were definitely going to go there, you know, and do a morning show. And then one morning in November, I show up to do the show in the morning, and we started that show. When did we start that? Like 7, I think? I know we didn't start at 6, but we did that show in the morning. And we started at either 7 or 8 or whatever the hell we did, you know. And I showed up one morning, and there was no Jim. I'm like, where the hell's Jim? And so I think Blind Grant was there. And I did the show with Blind Grant and, you know, whoever else showed up. And that show, you know, if you ever listened to that old Morning Disaster show, that was a different show because there was a chat room. And so many people participated in the chat room, you know. You could, it wasn't just the audio part of the show, the live part. It was the show, it was the, it was just everything, you know. It was the chat room. It was the phones. It was a really interactive experience. And so I show up this morning, this one morning to do this show, right? And Jimmy never shows up. I'm like, where the hell's Jim? Because Jimmy never missed. You know what I mean? He was always there. We're like, what the hell is he doing? We're like, who knows? He's probably mad about something. I don't know. Who knows what he's doing, right? And so he never shows up. Well, we finish the show. And then I try calling him after the show. And I'm even thinking to myself, well, he's mad about, God knows what he's mad about. What the hell did I do now, you know? Because, you know, it's human nature to make everything about you. So I'm thinking, okay, either he doesn't like, maybe he doesn't like something. Who knows what's going on? I didn't know what was happening. I had no clue what was going on. So he didn't show up in the morning. And then I call him. There's no answer. So I'm doing work, you know, for the rest of the day. And then I get a phone call around, God, I don't even remember the time. I want to say 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I get a phone call. And I pick up, and it is the Springfield Police Department. And the Springfield police are like, hey, Ray, it's officer so-and-so. And I go, hey, what's going on, man? And he goes, this is how I found out. And I think I've told this story before, but I don't remember if I did or not. So that's why I'm telling it again. And the guy says, hey, do you know how to get hold of Jim McGill's family. And I go, Jimmy? He goes, yeah, I need to know how to get hold of his, do you know his family? And I go, well, yeah, I know his family. And I'm thinking, why would he need to get hold of Jim's family? Oh, no. You know, and then it kicks in. And I actually verbalize on the phone. I go, oh, no. And I said, no, 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 no. And the cop goes, and this is how he confirmed it to me without confirming. He goes, yeah, we need to get hold of his nearest relative. And I go, hey, his brother's a cop. And I told the police officer his brother, and he goes, oh, I said, his brother Gary's a cop. And I said, and he's in this, blah, blah, blah. And then they said, okay, man, we'll get hold of him. Thanks. And then they hung up and called Jimmy's brother, who's, I mean, I don't know if he still is. He might be retired by now. It's been 10 years, but they called Jimmy's brother, who's a cop. And that's how they notified the family. But that's how I found out that Jimmy had died. So whenever, like, and this is honest to God, I'm shooting straight here. This is honest stuff. Whenever somebody is, and I know this is my flaw, not everyone else's, but in doing this podcast, I've had, you know, pretty much two permanent, I've had pretty much two regular co-hosts. I had Marvin and Nikki. And Marvin was, you know, a co-host till through the last year, you know, when he got sick of doing it. But whenever one of them misses, and Nikki, of course, has missed more than, when Marvin was on the show, he never, you know, he was very good about showing up and everything. Nikki, though, has missed more. Whenever one of them misses the show. And even Gully, you know, in some regards, even Gully, who I know is fine and just busy, but when I was doing the Chubby Ray, it was DC and Al, and whenever somebody misses the show, my first thought, and I wish it wasn't, my first thought is, oh shit, oh no, what happened? And it all stems back to, you know, what happened with Jimmy. And what happened was, the night before he was, you know, partying. And he also took some pain pills. As Jim was apt to do. He also took some pain pills, and then while he was sleeping, he had a heart attack. And he didn't even feel it, you know. I think that's what they said. And he died. And the next day, he didn't wake up. He didn't come into work. Which is why, you know, he just didn't show up. Which is what freaks me out. And I will be freaked out until I talk to Nikki. To figure out what the hell is wrong, why she's not here, you know. Because Nikki's sickly, you know, and I'm sure she's fine. It's my issue, but that's all right. So anyway, Jimmy died in his sleep. He had talked, the last person he talked, this is ironic, the last person he spoke to was my little brother. This is true. He called my little brother Goose, and they talked about a trade in fantasy football. Jim was, of course, trying to get Goose to trade a really good player for just some piece of shit, you know, which is if you ever played fantasy football with Jim, is what he's known for. I mean, there was nobody like Jimmy. Jim would try to trade, you know, he would try to trade the best player in all of football for, you know, like some fourth string receiver, you know. hey, you should send me Priest Holmes, who was pretty big at the time, but Jim already had it. He goes, you should send me, who was a big player back then. Hey, I need Marvin Harrison, and I'll give you Bill Smith. He's a great receiver for so-and-so. And I look at him, I go, that guy's a fourth stringer. No, he's going to start. That was Jim. And, yeah, so he was talking to Goose, and I can't, and Goose even remembered, I don't know if he still does, but Goose remembered the trade about just how ridiculous it was. And he's like, no, Jimmy. And then Jim's like, hey, have you talked to that motherfucker, Sean Ballint? I need him to get me a trade. So he was trying to get hold of Sean. And Jim had called Sean's voicemail. God, I should try to call Sean. I don't know if he can answer the phone, but Jim had, on the night Jim died, he called Sean. And I think Ballint was I think he was just too busy to answer or something. You know what I mean? He was busy doing something. And either he didn't want to answer or couldn't answer or whatever, but let me see if I can call Sean and get hold of him. I got to see if I can get hold of him because Jimmy called him and left a message. And he's like, Sean, you need to get hold of me now. You need to get hold of me tonight. And left a message saying that you need, to call me. And he left it. And then the cops figured out that it was really close to the time that he had died when he left that message. So I'll have to try to get hold of Sean to see what's going on. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
How are you?
Technical difficulties.
Pokey. Did you see your new nickname I sent you?
What?
Did you see your new nickname I called you on the messages I sent you this morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
I had technical difficulties.
I'm not going to lie to you. I thought you were dead.
Why didn't you call me?
I've been texting you.
Pick up the phone and call.
I text you.
Me.
I Facebook messaged you.
Pick up the phone and call.
I'll do that in a future show. I'm freaking out here.
When I'm driving back and forth, I can't pick up the phone and text.
Oh, you were trying to do it from Skype. Okay. Now I see what's going on. Oh, and it didn't work?
I couldn't even get to the end to do that.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I'm not going to lie, I thought you died.
No, I'm not dead.
I freak out. Is that normal?
No.
Because I think it's like Jimmy. I think somebody else, you died.
Did not die.
Hold on, I'm gonna call Sean. All right, let me see how do I dial this son of a bitch. Because like Jimmy was supposed to show up and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So now whenever someone doesn't show up, I freak out.
Just call me.
Well, I didn't know to call you. I thought, I didn't know.
You've called me before.
Well, I know I did, but I...
Oh, my God.
I didn't know. I was. I have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was like Jim. I thought, oh, my God, she died in her sleep or something. And by the way, I know how ridiculous that sounds.
Come on, Pokey.
Yeah, that's what that's my new nickname for you, Pokey.
Pokey little puppy?
No, Pokey, you know, Pokey. That's my new nickname.
Like Pokey little puppy?
No, I wasn't even thinking of a puppy. I was just thinking you look like a Pokey, you know.
What's a Pokey?
I don't know. It's a cute little thing. I don't know. Like a toy.
Like a cowboy that makes beans?
I think a Pokey is just like, yeah, a cowboy that makes beans. Yeah. Yes, you're like the guy who's on the cowboy, you know. You're like the guy who goes on the, what did they call those things when they'd all go out on herding cattle, you know. You're like the guy who goes along, but the only thing he does is cook beans. That's you. You're Pokey.
Well, do you know the story of the Pokey little puppy?
No, I don't. I've never heard of the Pokey little puppy.
The Pokey little puppy is never where he's supposed to be because he's wandering around.
Oh, no. But that does seem to be, you know, fitting.
Oh, my God.
The Pokey puppy. Oh, God. Well, I was freaked out. I'm like, oh, shit, she died. And I know that's...
Oh, my God, you are such a pessimist.
I know that's crazy. I know it's nuts. But that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, shit. That's always, you know, that's always a consideration that I have to take. Because I'm insane. I don't think I'm not. I have some insanity, you know? Or something going on. I immediately thought of Jimmy and not showing up, and the cops were there, and they found his body, and they're calling, and
I was... you have called me before.
Yeah, and I was telling the listener.
All you had to do was call me.
Well, yeah, but I was on the air. I couldn't call while I'm on the air.
You called me the other day.
Yeah, but then I played like three songs and made a mess out of it.
No, you didn't. You called me on...
I know I did. Yeah, I know. I thought you died on that day, too.
No, you didn't.
I'm telling you, it's my issue. I have some type of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, my God.
Don't think I don't. I'm crazy. And I started this story. Now I got to call Sean Belinner. I'm going to go nuts. So we'll try to dial
him
up.
You think he's dead too?
Yes.
Why?
No, he's not dead. No, Sean's fine, I think. Yeah. No, I got to call him because I'm trying to find out what... I'm sure he's not going to answer, but I need to at least try.
Isn't he working?
Yes. But I just want to try to call, see if there's a break or something. Maybe he could pick up for a second. And if he doesn't, then I'll feel good about it. It's my own issue. I'm sure it'll be the answering machine. But then there'll be closure, you know. I can't have listeners think wondering what, you know, wondering.
Hi, you've reached Sean Belinner.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I tried to call. Couldn't reach. I was telling the story of Jimmy when he passed away, and the last person he talked to was my little brother Goose. I don't know if I ever told this story.
Yes.
The last person he ever spoke to was Goose, but he tried to call Sean Belinner. And in his call with Goose, and I'll have to check to confirm, but he was angry.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, have you talked to that motherfucker, Sean Belinner?
Oh, no.
And Goose is like, no. And he goes, I need him to approve this trade I'm trying to send you. Because Jimmy was trying to trade in fantasy football.
Uh-huh.
Because he had a run of bad luck and had lost, you know. He won it all the time. You know what I mean? He won the damn thing. And then he had this, he had a run of bad luck, you know? And he was losing, so he was getting, you know, anxious to trade. And he was wanting to take players from them, and so he was angry. And that was, like, when he died, he was still angry because Sean hadn't called him back. I wonder if his anger for Sean caused his heart attack.
I'm sure it didn't.
Oh, my God. Sean might have killed Jimmy.
Oh, Jesus.
I've never thought of it. Maybe Sean Belint killed Jim. His anger for Sean was so great that it caused his death.
Don't put that on Sean.
No, I want everyone I want everyone to consider that for a moment. All of you listeners, I want you to consider maybe when Jimmy died, he was so frustrated with Sean Belint not calling him back that caused his death.
No.
I should put this on Facebook. We're discussing who really killed Jim the photographer on today's Morning Disaster on morningdisaster.net. Mm. Could you imagine?
That would be horrible, Ray. God. Unbelievable.
Could you imagine?
You would cause another heart attack.
Oh, my God. Yep. Sean Belint. Sean caused Jimmy's death. You heard it here first, everybody. Maybe I'll put up a post like, you know, like clickbait, like I'll go, who caused Sean Belint, or who caused Jim the photographer's death? You know? Mm-hmm. The question mark. Click here to find out. And I'll have it be a, you know, like a click to go to the page, you know. Click here to find out.
Or tune in Friday.
Tune in to find out the shocking news. Who really killed Jim the photographer? Was it congenital heart disease? Or was it Sean Belint? Or maybe I'll just put it straight out. Did Sean murder Jim?
No, God.
Did Sean Belint murder Jim the photographer? Click here to find out. I'm going to put that. Hold on. Let's see. Who may have been responsible for Jim the Photog's death? Tune into the Morning Disaster to find out. Oh, that's good, right? Oh, man. The Morning Disaster to find out. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, tune into today's Morning Disaster. I'm putting that on Morning Disaster Facebook page right now. Let me click publish. Hint. Oh, I'll put hint. His name rhymes with fawn. His name rhymes with fawn. There you go. How's that sound?
Yeah, you're losing your mind.
Yeah. Hint, his name rhymes with fawn, and I'm posting it right now. There you go. Everyone, I am saying right now, 814-0332, if you heard this rumor, 814-0332, that's the phone number. Who is responsible for Jim the photographer's death. I am saying, in my many years of research on this topic of Jimmy's death, I have come to the conclusion that it was Sean Balint who refused to answer Jim's phone calls that frustrated and angered him so much because Sean was wanting to do a fantasy football trade that it caused Jim to have a heart problems and a heart attack and killed him. Sean Balint murdered Jim the photographer. You heard it here first.
You're awful.
I should change it to who murdered Jim the photographer. Yep. You guys heard it here first on today's show. Okay. You picked a good one to listen to. You picked a good one to listen to. What have you been up to?
Me?
Yeah.
Got up at 4:30.
You got up at what time?
4:30.
4:30?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how did you wake up so early?
I don't know.
Did you go to bed early or did you just not sleep?
Yeah.
Oh. That's me this week, I can't stay up. I'm like an old person. Last night I was going to stay up because I worked at MAY Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'm off, you know. I don't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, maybe I'll, I got to do the podcast. I'm going to Uber drive this weekend. I'm like, shit, maybe I'll stay up and watch a movie tonight or something.
Yeah.
So I was on the couch. My wife goes to bed around 11 or whatever time. I forgot what time it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm up, and I'm like, cool, I think I was playing a video game. I'm like, maybe I'll watch a movie. And I click on whatever I go to. I don't know if I was on, I don't even remember which show. Within seconds, I decide to lay down on the couch, and then I'm on the couch. And
yeah, I fell asleep with the TV on.
Next thing you know, I wake up and I'm like, "Oh, fuck!" And it's 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Holy shit!" I fell asleep. And so I got up off the couch, went to the bedroom, and this is how tired. I didn't even go to the bathroom. You know, a lot of times, first thing you do is before you go to bed, you go to the bathroom and pee. You know,
right.
I didn't even do it. I just collapsed onto the bed. And within seconds. Slept all the way through until around 7 o'clock today when I woke up because I had a dream. I don't even remember the dream, but I had this weird dream. And it caused me to... It caused me to wake up. And then I had to pee. Then I couldn't go back to sleep. Let's see. Hello, you're on Morning Disaster.
Hello, this is Dr. Conrad Murray.
Hi, Dr. Conrad Murray. Were you Michael Jackson's doctor?
I'd like to forget about that.
Oh, okay. Now. Yeah, so go ahead, Dr. Murray, yes.
Practicing career. I'm looking right here at the... Jim, the photographer, death certificate.
Oh, you have it in front of you. Yes.
Yes, I do. And congenital heart failure has been crossed out, and it appears that he died from congenital warts that he received from Sean Balint. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Dr. Conrad Murray. I don't think
congenital heart failure.
I don't think there's such a thing as congenital warts.
Genital heart failure?
No, there's no such thing as congenital warts. I do know that. God. However, that was confirmation. That's confirmation.
Believe that Conrad Murray.
We have a source. We have a source. An anonymous source, Nikki, that has now told us Sean Balint is responsible for Jim the photographer's death. You heard him call in. We have a source. What can I say? Yep. We have no doubt about it. There is no denying it. We now know that Sean Balint murdered Jim the photographer.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. There you go. Mm-hmm.
So are you better now?
Yeah. Now that I had to get that out, you know. I thought it was important. I had a dream. Maybe that was my dream. My dream was that I found out Sean Balint really murdered Jim the photographer. So
maybe that's what it was.
Can I point out how angry he's going to be?
Sean's going to be?
Yes. When he hears what the subject matter was today.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's going to blow a gasket.
Yes, he will.
Oh, my God. He'll call me and be like, what?
We'll be more than that.
Yep. I'm going
to
send him
He's likely to come to your house and pee on his underwear.
I'm sending him a text.
Leave it in your car.
I'm saying, we've concluded you've murdered Jim the photographer. That's why. You guys heard it here. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, to be honest, it's not that hard. It's not that far of a reach. I mean, Jim was really angry that Sean wouldn't call him back. I know my brother Goose talked to him. And Sean heard the messages. When Jimmy died, he's like, oh, God, let me check these messages. You know, because he was busy.
Mm-hmm.
And he checked and he goes, let me check these. This is after Jimmy died.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, let me check this message. And he goes to check the message. He's like, hey, you motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Listen to me, son of a bitch. And it was angry, drunk, stone Jim wanting Sean to make some trades in fantasy football.
Yeah.
And it angered him so much it caused his heart attack. That's what happened. I'm telling you.
Crazy.
Sean Balint. He murdered Jim. I shouldn't be laughing about this morbid topic, but
oh,
it's been 10
God.
Years. The truth can come out. It's been 10 years. We can reveal the truth.
There you go.
Jim the photographer died at the hands of Sean Balint.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what happened. He was so angry. So when you didn't come in, so when I started the show today and there was no Nikki.
And you panicked.
There's a part of me. Yeah. There was a part of me that thought, oh my God, she's dead. I'm sorry. That's just how I am. You know? I'm crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not the fact that I was driving over there, couldn't get in the apartment, got pissed off.
I'm just saying, I have PTSD.
Yeah.
So you tried to go, because Nikki does the show every morning from a another studio. And it's at a different building, and you couldn't get in the building? Is that what you're saying?
I'm trying to get into the apartment.
Nobody was home?
No.
How do you usually get in?
The door's unlocked.
Oh, and the door was locked today?
Yep.
So you needed to get buzzed in.
Oh.
Nobody would buzz you in?
No, it's regular door.
Oh. Oh, I thought it was like an apartment complex where you got to be buzzed in, you know.
Bzzz. No.
That sucks.
Yep. We had a fight. So.
Oh, you had a fight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah, well.
Oh, Nikki. Oh, Nikki.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see Bill O'Reilly will be paid tens of millions of dollars?
Again?
Yeah. For being fired?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So you sexually harass someone, or multiple people.
Yeah.
Then the company pays $13 million.
Right.
And you end up getting fired. You end up getting fired, you know, for being a harasser. And then they pay you tens of millions of dollars to fire you. I got to be honest. It doesn't sound like too bad a deal. It really doesn't.
Right.
I'm trying to find the negative in it, and I'm telling you. You know. Tell a woman to stick a falafel in their pussy and walk away with tens of millions of dollars?
Right.
I'm not sure I wouldn't do that. I know I shouldn't. I know it's something.
Would you have to buy out his contract?
Yeah, they had to. Yeah, in order to fire him. It's crazy.
I heard it was the ones that wanted to let him go, but Big Daddy didn't.
It's crazy. Yep.
I had a wrangle again.
Unbelievable. And that's, you know, gets that much money to walk away.
He, like, shook hands with the Pope over the weekend.
I'm sorry, what? Oh, yeah, he shook hands with the Pope. Yeah. And you could tell, I mean, that's coming from a place of desperation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show those sons of bitches, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to show them. I'm going to get the Pope to shake my hand.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go see what I can do.
You know who harassed interns at the Morning Disaster?
Jim the photographer,
yeah. Jim. Well, maybe we should, you know what? Perhaps a former intern murdered him.
Could be.
Someone who felt harassed. Nikki?
No.
Maybe.
He never harassed me.
Yeah, but didn't he say you had a nice playground and all the bullshit?
No.
Hey, you got a nice playground.
Nope.
Hey.
He's always nice to me.
He never tried to come on to you?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
It was always nice.
All right. Well, you're no longer a suspect. So who do you think killed him?
I don't know.
Sean Bullitt? Okay, got it. Yep, that's who murdered Jim. We've come up with it.
Stop playing in your game.
After all these years, we finally came finally came up with the person responsible for Jim's death. Took long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. That's what we do here. They need to be, like Corey says, Ray, I smell a hit Netflix show. Call the Making a Murderer guys. Tell them we found our next film.
There you go.
It was late in the evening when Jim the photographer began to stew over Sean Bullitt not calling him back. And you could get like an actor to play Jim, and he's just pacing around his house. He's pacing around his house waiting for the call. And then mumbling, oh, you son of a bitch, you motherfucker. And then all of a sudden he grabs his chest. And then falls upon the couch into the position he was when the police found him. Oh, forgive me. And that's how, and it was then the Jim the photographer died. And the sad music. There you go.
There you go.
And Bill O'Reilly shook hands with the Pope.
Oh, Lord. What am I going to do with you?
Let's see. What else is going on here? Because now we're running out of time, I noticed. So I got to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People searching for those mushrooms.
Have you seen the ones that are the size of like a beer can?
See what?
They got some the size of a beer can.
Those morel mushrooms?
Yes.
No.
They're like post them on Facebook. Huh. Yuck.
Yeah,
I was listening yesterday.
Oh, you listen to my MAY show?
Yeah.
Really? Did you like it?
Yes.
Really? Oh, my.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad for Jim Leach. It was probably killed. Jim's going, are you talking? Jim's probably, are they talking about fucking mushrooms on my show? Because, you know, Jim's show is, Jim has a lot of serious stuff on his show.
Right.
And he's got, you know, family issues, and it's been a rough week for them. God bless them. I mean, they have my thoughts. But Jim might have said, oh, let me just tune in and see what Ray's doing. Oh, my God. If he heard that mushroom talk, he's probably like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's why he's coming back to work.
God, yeah. That's it. I'm ending my bereavement. I'm going back to work. Talking about mushrooms on my show. Well, I mean, I was just saying that, I mean, there are some people who go...
they're crazy about them.
Yeah.
And they're so expensive when they try and sell them.
Yeah. They're crazy.
They got to get the mushrooms. They got to get the mushrooms.
Yeah.
I won't touch them.
Those the people who love those mushrooms, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just don't love them a little.
pigs love them a lot.
Yes.
And they love to hunt for them.
Yeah.
And that was like you. I'm like, what if a dog peed on them?
Yeah, what if a cat, a deer? But they made sense. You soak them in the water and stuff, and, you know.
And what gets me is bugs crawl up in those little holes.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you just soak them in some salt water.
And all
that
the...
That doesn't get all the bugs out.
They say all the bugs come out that way.
Not all of them. You just fry them up.
And then you fry them up.
Bugs and all.
They're supposed to be good. God damn, I'd like some, but... I mean, nobody's going to bring me any shit. People love... I mean, they're not giving those up.
Right.
They're too, you know... Those are too damn good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving that shit up. No
Maybe
way.
Maybe you need to look around your yard.
Yep.
You got to be careful, though. Because if you get a bad mushroom.
Oh, yeah. Bad mushroom will, you know.
Really make you sick.
Yep.
And it's about color.
Not that mushroom. Yeah, so they were all talking about the mushrooms and hunting them. And
uh-huh.
It was... Oh, Jim had... You're right. That's probably why Jim's coming back.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's... Are you fucking kidding me? I didn't even think about that. Oh, my God. It's probably making him crazy.
That and the fact that Bill O'Reilly...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly... Jim wasn't there to talk about him.
Did you see his Facebook post about it?
Oh, yeah, he's throwing his name in, which is actually pretty funny.
That was.
I mean, but I talked about Bill O'Reilly. I just left because I got to be honest, and I know people are trying to make it the case, but Bill O'Reilly, it has nothing to do with politics. You know what I mean?
Right.
And people are trying to make it about politics.
Uh-huh.
Said, oh, this was a liberal conspiracy. It wasn't a damn liberal conspiracy. Liberals had nothing to do with him being fired.
A jerk, right.
Yeah. These were women. Okay. These were women who worked.
On the same side he was.
They worked for him. Or they worked at Fox News. Or they were guests on his show.
Right.
That's who made the complaints. It wasn't a bunch of unknown liberal women. It was people that were... So it's such bullshit to say, you know, that it's a liberal conspiracy. And don't get me wrong. Liberals are very happy that it's happening to it. But...
He'll land somewhere else.
But they didn't watch him anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like... I mean, a liberal doesn't give a shit about Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, because they don't watch his show. They just don't watch it. End of, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like that guy. I'm not going to watch him. There you go. Boom. But the people, I mean, God, people are so, they're looking for somebody to blame. You want to blame somebody, blame Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one doing horrible things, and then his statement was total bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
His statement was what was the words he used? That it was deceitfully untrue or whatever the hell he said.
Yeah.
Which it's like, dude, if it was untrue, okay.
You wouldn't be losing your job.
Why did Fox News pay $13 million if they were unfounded?
Right.
I mean, come on. It makes no sense. It just... It makes no sense. Right. He said it was disheartening is the word he used.
Uh-huh.
And he called them completely unfounded claims. They weren't completely unfounded. No. They were investigated by Fox News, who found they were real enough to settle out of court to keep them from going public for $13 million. And by the way, it wasn't one case where they had to pay the $13 million. No, it was several cases.
Yeah.
Like they had to pay the first girl like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the second girl like $500,000. And you know, he just kept doing it. Which, by the way, I mean, what he's got an issue.
And what's funny is they had, the girls had a sign, a thing saying they can't talk. But he can talk saying, well, they're liars.
They're liars, yeah. Well, yeah, that's because part of the settlement has a clause that, you know, mandates secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it was the New York Times is the one who got the story. That's who broke the story.
Mm-hmm.
But once the Times broke it, man, it was everybody covered it. Even Wall Street Journal, which is owned by the same company.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to blame the liberal media. The guy calls yesterday and says, it's the liberal media's fault. I go, what the fuck's the liberal media got to do with it? Well, CNN, that's... I'm like, what the hell does CNN have to do with Bill O'Reilly harassing women? And he couldn't make a clear connection.
Right.
Because there's no connection.
Of course not.
And by the way, Bill O'Reilly's politics have nothing to do with this.
Right.
Bill O'Reilly could have been a liberal commentator. It doesn't matter. When you treat women like that, just other human beings like that.
Right.
You know, we don't need you around the workplace. And let's face it, the real reason he was fired was because the big advertisers of news television
had pulled out.
They lost 70 advertisers or something.
Wow.
Like big ones. All the car companies and huge, you know.
Financial.
Yeah, I think with the exception of companies who bought and sold gold, everyone had pulled out. You know, the only companies left were companies that advertise on, like, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
That's it. Everybody else was done. So they had no choice. They had to get rid of him. So those advertisers will come back. I mean, it's a business.
Right.
Because his ratings were huge.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, when the allegations came out, more people watched him.
Yeah.
People watch going, oh, wait a minute. He told a woman to stick a falafel in her pussy. Hell, I'm checking him out. That sounds like my type of show. God damn, I got to watch him. You mean he does that and he likes Trump? Shit, that's my kind of show. You know. It was nuts. So, yeah, he ended up getting, you know. And now he's getting paid.
Right.
Now he's getting paid to do it, to leave.
Then he'll land something else.
You know what? And if I'm him, all right, if I'm him, I don't know how old he is. Take a year or two off, you know?
Yeah.
Cash that check, all right? Cash that check and get yourself a little vacation.
Go eat a falafel.
Yeah, go eat some falafels. Yeah, I mean, you know, live it up. Have some fun, man. And then come back later.
After everybody forgets.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what Ima said? He took some time off.
Yeah, Imus took a little time off, and then he signed with, like, he went to, like, some piddly-ass television station, okay?
Uh-huh.
And did a show, and then everybody forgot. And then he ended up on Fox News because he started out on like CNBC, I think, is what he was on, right?
Uh-huh.
And he said the racist thing.
Uh-huh.
And then after he said the said the racist thing, he got fired. They paid him a shitload of money to fire him. And then he went down to the RFD channel or whatever the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid him to do a show. And then the ratings started going up. You know what I mean? Like, no one watched that television. So he went over there. Some people watched it. And then as soon as that the second that contract was up, he signed with Fox Business Channel or whatever.
Yeah.
And made a shitload of money.
Yeah.
And everybody had forgotten that he had said the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or not everybody, but the advertisers had forgotten.
Right.
So there you go. That's what. And that's what O'Reilly will do.
Mm-hmm.
He will. Hell, he should just, I mean, he should go to conservative talk radio. They'll let any scumbag do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably, I mean, he could probably, you know, get on there immediately.
Yeah.
Or let me look, they have Hannity, they, you know, you name it. I know some terrible people that do that. I actually know some terrible people that do that.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but... Okay. Yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
Okay, what is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's when he was on Inside Edition.
Uh-huh.
Yep. There you go. That's a stable man. Fuck it! I'll write it myself! Oh, well.
What a pleasant person to work for.
Yeah, I bet he's a pleasant person, right? He's throwing things. You know he's hit people who work for him with, like, objects. You know, like throwing.
Probably.
Like throwing them.
Yeah.
I haven't done that. I'm pretty happy to, you know what I mean? I'm pretty pleasant to work for.
Yep.
I mean, if anything, I guess I'm guilty of coming off, what's the word I'm looking for? Aloof.
But aloof?
Well, I mean, I think some people would, maybe they wouldn't say aloof. Maybe they'd say that I was rude or something. You know what I mean? Because, well, he doesn't talk to anybody or blah, blah, blah. He's rude or he's an egomaniac. But to be honest, that's not true. I'm shy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shy and you know, I don't always want to have
shy and gas
conversations, you know, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like that anymore. I'm, you know, but that's how I was. But I think that made people go, oh, he was a prick. He didn't even want to talk to us because we're blah, blah, blah. That was not true. That wasn't true at all. I was just uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Most of my life, I was very uncomfortable with small talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to do small talk. I'm still not a big fan of it. But right. I can do it now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of these people that can just ask you questions that I don't give a shit about the answer to.
Yeah.
When I ask a question,
you want an answer, Dennis?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not one to go to you and say, oh, how you doing?
Right.
And not give a shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I ask how you're doing, I genuinely care how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not one to... A lot of people do that. They just naturally go, oh, yeah, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. They don't give a shit. They're just asking to try to have something to say. I'm not like that. If I've got nothing to say, then I just don't say anything.
Right.
I just get, like, it's worse, like, at the end of my show when I'm walking out of a studio.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to remind myself to try to have, you know, try to have a conversation. Try to do something nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's my natural inclination. I'm thinking, okay, the next person, they're busy. They want to get in and get their shit done, right?
Right.
The last thing they need is me talking to them. You know, they want to get the fuck out of here. You know, they want to do the, and that's how I feel. So a lot of times I gather up my stuff and I leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I roll.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And people would think I'm rude because I do that.
No.
But anyway, I've gotten better. I've gotten better, you know.
Yeah.
As I do actually give a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess we should probably wrap it up, Nikki.
Okay, Ray.
Oh, my. We should wrap it up.
Come
on. We've got to wrap it up like a present. this is it. Last week of the show. Listen, our last show. Last show. Except, however, tomorrow. What do you say, Nikki? That tomorrow maybe we pop on and do a quick one.
Okay.
Would you be good with that? So everybody, listen. Tomorrow we will pop on. Around this time, actually.
10 o'clock?
Maybe around 10. Yeah, maybe around 10 o'clock. Yeah, get some sleep.
Okay.
Maybe we'll pop on around 10 o'clock and do a quick show. And I do want everyone to tune in and listen tomorrow around 10 o'clock. All right? Tell your friends I got a special podcast tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll pop on and do a quick one then.
I'll try not to oversleep you later or whatever.
What is it?
I'll try not to oversleep or be late.
Yes, please,
or
because
out,
you know
or...
you know what I'll think. I'll think you're dead.
No.
Yeah, and by the way, the timing for that would be very bad.
I know.
So I don't want you to be dead. So tomorrow, yeah, let's give an extra show this week.
I'll be on time.
We've worked hard. We'll do an extra show tomorrow at 10. And there you go. All right?
Yep.
Thank you for listening today, everybody, to The Morning Disaster, and we'll talk to you soon. So long, everybody.
Bye.